Deus in auditorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. I claim and hold today by invocation the power of the Holy Trinity, who formed the elements of all creation, three persons in one holy unity. I claim the strength of Jesus' incarnation, his baptism, death on cross, his earthly grave, his resurrection and his high ascension, his second coming to the world to judge and save. I claim and hold the power of God to bear me, the mind of God in wisdom now to teach, the eye of God to watch, the ear to hear me, the word of God to daily give me speech, the hand of God to be my true protector, the way of God on paths my feet to send, the shield of God to be my shade and shelter, the host of God against all evils to defend. I claim and hold the strength of Christ to love me, Christ at my side, before me and behind, Christ underneath, around me and above me, upon my right, my left, the Lord I find. Christ in the heart of all who would befriend me, Christ in the mouth that with me would converse, Christ in the eye of all who would attend me, Christ in the ear of each who listens, each who hears. The Lord has rescued my life from the grasp of hell. Alleluia. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he has turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just, our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts, I was helpless so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord has rescued my life from the grasp of hell. Alleluia. The Lord watches over his people and protects them as the apple of his eye. Alleluia. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord watches over his people and protects them as the apple of his eye. Alleluia. The Lord is my strength, and I shall always praise him, for he has become my Savior. Alleluia. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor, or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is my strength, I shall always praise him, for he has become my Savior. Alleluia. A reading from the book of Hebrews. Son though he was, Christ learned obedience from what he suffered. And when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Designated by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord,
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Always and everywhere Catherine sought and found God. Through the strength of her love she entered into union with him. Alleluia. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius progenie et progenies timentibus eum fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede et exaltavit humile. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Always and everywhere Catherine sought and found God. Through the strength of her love she entered into union with him. Alleluia. Jesus, our Savior, you died in your human nature but were restored to life by the Spirit. Make us die to sin and live by the Spirit. You sent your disciples into the whole world to preach the gospel to every creature. Inspire those who preach the gospel to live by your Spirit. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to you to bear witness to the truth. Keep the hearts of those who govern us faithful to the truth. You make all things new and command us to wait and watch for your kingdom. Grant that the more we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the more we may seek to better this present world. You went down among the dead to bring them the good news of the gospel. Be the great joy and hope of all the dead. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who set Saint Catherine of Siena on fire with divine love, in her contemplation of the Lord's Passion, and her service of your church, grant through her intercession that your people, participating in the mystery of Christ, may ever exult in the revelation of his glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnimolo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia, quiaque meruisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia.